episode. Hope you enjoy it. Today's story is called The Magic Harp. Hello and welcome to Here's Your Stories. I'm so excited today to perform The Magic Harp. This story is all about a woman who has always wanted to be a musician, but she doesn't have enough money to. But when she finally gets her first harp, things change. So, everybody get ready for The Magic Harp. This story begins. In a poor little town, far, far away from most places, the people in that town were very poor because the king was so greedy, he took all their money. He kept taxing them and taxing them more and more, until they barely had any money left. That is why Ara had no money to buy an instrument. Instead, she worked as a seamstress, sewing day and night to try and get enough money to buy. But she never did. But she did have enough money, though, to live a happy life in a little cottage. She was very content, but she was also very sad. Her only way of playing music was she took two sticks and some beautiful spiders, who were white and beautiful, would come and spin and spin and spin between them so she could play. Every night after she had finished her work, she would go out onto the beach and play. She always thought the stars listened. Every night she would wish on the first star she saw that one day she would find an instrument. Little did she know that everyone in the town always listened to her beautiful music, even though it was only played on spiders' webs and sticks. They were enchanted. One night when she went out to play, she only got halfway through her song. "What?" she said as she turned around. She had felt a hand on her back. "Don't worry," said the woman. "I will not hurt you. Would you just play that again?" The woman closed her eyes and just listened to the music. "Wonderful, wonderful," she kept saying. "I love it," she said. "Will you play it again?" As she started to play, suddenly, Ara's hands switched grip. "What?" she said, and then she realized what she was holding in her hands was a harp. "Play," said the old woman. "Wonderful," the woman said. "But now, this harp isn't just any harp. When you play it with your whole heart, and if you are wishing for something, that something will come true. Here, try it." And then she did, She played with all of her heart and wished. And before she got to the end of the song, her wish came true. A big basket full of all the things an old lady could want. Cloaks and ribbons and hats and everything else she could want.
Why, thank you, said the lady, but I really don't need it.
You should take it, because now you don't have this beautiful harp anymore.
Oh, it's fine.
How did you give it to me? Aura asked.
Oh, I just get around.
And then she disappeared. Aura was so excited that she danced home. All the townspeople were happy to see her so happy.
Oh, she said, I am so happy.
We are happy too, they all said.
We have watched you play on the beautiful spider silk web for years now, and we've wanted to help you so we're so glad that woman could help you.
Thank you, she said. Now, let's go to bed.
Tomorrow morning, we will celebrate.
So they did, and the next morning, they celebrated greatly. Everyone was happy, listening to her beautiful music. And as she played, everything the people had ever wished for came true. But these people were so poor that they didn't wish for jewels or gowns or things like that. They wished for chickens or a cloak or maybe even a scarf. They were so happy, the whole town celebrated for weeks until the king came to tax the people. He heard Aura's beautiful songs. What? He said. Where is their music? Nobody in this town has ever played music. Then he followed the sound of the music. Until he found Aura.
How did you get that wonderful harp? He said. And why is there a full loaf of bread next to you?
Oh, she said, this harp? She was a little bit nervous. She'd only ever used the harp for the townspeople, and they'd always thanked her. The only things they'd asked for were cloaks, scarves, eggs, and a couple other food or things like that. One of them had even asked for shoes. Her shoes were all worn out. And a boy had asked for a bed, because he didn't have one. But this king, he had everything. He had even more than she could imagine to wish for on this. He had a castle, he had cloaks, he had 100 beds. 365 cloaks. He had everything. He couldn't need more. So she was frightened. She didn't want to have to play for him, because if she played for him, he would get whatever he wanted.
I'm just playing, she said. This is my passion. I've always wanted to play, and now I have a harp.
Where did you get that harp? Said the king.
From an old woman on the beach.
Really? He said.
Now, will you play some more?
She started to play. She tried not to think. She tried not to wish. But she did. She wished the king would not get anything he wanted. But that didn't work. Instead, something popped up. It was a hair ribbon.
Oh, she said.
That's what I've always wanted. And it was. She'd always wanted a hair ribbon and a harp.
How did you get the hair ribbon? He said.
Oh, this? Tell me the truth, said the king.
I was going to. It came from the harp. It's a magic harp, Anything you wish for when you play comes true.
Really, he said, come to my palace. We will see if that's true.
So they went. All the townspeople were sad to see her go.
They all were wishing that she would come back with the harp and that the king wouldn't get it.
For he would wish that they had more money just so he could tax them more.
Or he would just wish for more money and for them to have none.
They were very much hoping.
All right, he said. Now I want you to make me a gold brick.
No, better than that. 1,000 gold bricks, so I can have a gold brick room in my palace.
No, she said.
No, he said.
Guards. The guards grabbed the harp from her. There was a tinkling sound as they did.
Let me play now, he said, and he started to.
He was not very good at it, as you could tell. Anyway, who plays Yankee Doodle in these times? Okay, let's just get back to the story. But instead of a gold brick that appeared on his hands, the gold brick was floating in the air. He reached out to touch it, but as he did, it turned into a stone brick and it fell on his toe.
Oh, 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 he said.
She giggled.
How dare you giggle? I will show you that I can do this.
And then he made a castle, a huge one. It took up almost the whole village. The people gasped.
Was he really going to get it?
But then the castle shrunk and shrunk and shrunk and shriveled until it turned into a snake.
Hiss, said the snake.
Said the king, for he was not that smart. He was scared of snakes and, to tell the truth, he was scared of everything, especially fish lamps.
All right, let's get back to the story, though. Enough talking about the king.
The king was very outraged.
How do you make this thing work?
He roared.
There's only one way.
How? He said.
Play from your heart. And she began to play her favorite song.
And guess what she wished for? She wished for a white dove. It fluttered above the king's head and then fluttered over the people, telling the people that she was still all right.
All right, all right, said the king. Enough silly wishes. I will give you whatever you wish for, and I will stop taxing the people if you grant me 3 wishes.
Yes, she said. He's going to stop taxing the people, she thought. That is my greatest wish. This harp really does grant all wishes.
Then the king said, my first wish is for a bigger army.
Huge, at least triple.
No, quadruple the amount of my soldiers now.
Yes, she said. And then she played. And there it was, the army.
Oh, she thought.
They're so big. Oh man, she thought. Well, anything's worth him not taxing the people.
So then he said, now I want an airplane.
What is an airplane? She said.
Actually, I want a time machine.
So she played. And there it was, a time machine. So we went forward in time to now.
Oh, wait. Let me see something. Whoa!
There he is! There's the king.
Looks like he's got an airplane.
I wonder how he got that.
Well, let's get back to the story. So he used the time machine to go back to where he was. Now, he said, I have two of my wishes.
Now the next thing is, I wish for... I have so many wishes, he said. I wish there were no more snakes in this kingdom. She played. And all the snakes went to the zoo right over the boundary of the kingdom. Don't worry, she said. We'll get you back sometime, okay?
Yes, they said. Thank you.
All right. So then the king said, people, soldiers, march on to the airplane.
Marchity march.
And so they went onto the airplane. But wait, she said. You said you wouldn't tax the kingdom. You said you'd give me my wish.
No, not anymore, he said. Because now I'm going to fly all over. And
now I will fly all over and conquer the whole land.
No, she said. No, but that's not part of our agreement.
I'm the king, he said. And I will do something for you, some little thing, if you give me one more wish.
All right, she said.
I wish to fly high. So she played.
Higher, he said.
Higher, he said.
Higher!
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 His voice was so far away it couldn't be heard. He and all of the soldiers were in space, never to be seen again. As for Ara, she named her favorite song, Ara Lee, after her name, Ara Lee. And to this day, that is still a song. As for the snakes, they returned to the kingdom and went in a zoo. Everybody loved it. They called it the Zoo of Reptiles. Don't be afraid, because they're fun. The snakes were very nice. They also did tricks for everybody, since the people had kindly let them back in the kingdom.
Thanks,
said the snakes every time they saw a person. As for the people in the village, they lived happily ever after. None of them became rich, but they did have plenty of eggs, plenty of bread, and plenty of chickens. So, that is Ara's music. But this might not be as sweet and pretty, but here is Ara and music. Goodbye. This has been Here's Your Stories, The Magic Harp. Hope you enjoy it.